As Christians, we can forget what God has done in the past, and when we're standing in times that bring perplexion and confusion to us, we can forget that He's carried us all the way through. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 32, we find Moses talking to the nation of Israel, and he's reminding them of where they've come from. And he says, "Yet for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God." God is transcendent. He exists outside of space and time. With the Lord, 1,000 years is like a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. And it is the poor who inherit the earth. It's no wonder that when He places us in areas of our lives as believers, many times they don't seem logical or reasonable to us. And as a result, we can become perplexed and tempted to lean on our own understanding, never realizing that we may be right where God wants us. During these crucial times, we become reliant upon Him as a child to their Father, right where He wants us. During times of confusion, it is essential to reflect on what the Lord has done in your life. This is what we find Moses doing with the nation of Israel. He is reminding them that they have been in this position before, yet the people failed to trust God and move forward. Moses did not want them to make the same mistake twice. He had a shepherd's heart. He wanted them to succeed as they stood on the promises of the Lord. Recalling to mind what the Lord has done and shown us always helps us with our doubts in our fears, but only if we recall them and only if we stand on those promises. Do you find yourself at a place in your life that seems unfamiliar or confusing? Be careful not to look on the outside circumstances only and forget the spiritual. Recall to mind how God has carried you through situations as a father carries a child. Count your blessings. Reflect on the words of the Lord, so that you may stand and not fail under the pressure.